let's go through the things that you're involved in right okay. now. What are you involved in?
We got the Royal Roses, which is the trad group. But which is nice. It's a bunch of people that I think all of us are interested in, like, you know, we're about to have this meeting where we're all kind of going away for the summer, and for me, like, a big focus is, like, because we can, like, why don't all of us, like, try to focus on, like, learning how to sound more traditional on our instruments, because mm-hmm. we can. Mm-hmm. And then when we go more out with it, like, we've been doing gigs, and sometimes, like, it won't follow traditional jazz forms, like, mm-hmm. sometimes Paul will go into, like, a bounce beat, or mm-hmm. sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, it'll kind of all fall apart. And that for me is, like, really interesting to bring mm-hmm. that openness and that awareness to mm-hmm. that music, and just have it be okay and feel like I'm not being judged for it, mm-hmm. which I think with the particular people that are in the band now, I think everyone is like, yeah, this is fun, music,
Who are sound. The people in the band?
Right now it's Nathan Lambertson, Paul Thibodeau, Matthew Bell, Dave Boswell, sometimes Michael Watson, sometimes Brian Coogan when he can swing it, or when there's a piano. Mm-hmm.
And these are all people you've known for a long time?
For a while. Dave Boswell just moved here.
He's the trumpet player.
Yeah, he's a trumpet player. Probably 10 months ago or something. Mm-hmm. But the rest of them have been known for a little while. Mm-hmm.
They're all from out of town.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Where are they from? The Thibodeaux.
Well, Thibodeaux's from
our Louisiana people.
I think he grew up in Covington and a little bit here.
Yeah.
And Coogan is from Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Rouge.
Yeah. There's not too many Thibodeaux's from Nebraska.
But then the rest, Nathan, I think, came here to go to Loyola. I think he's from Seattle. And Dave's from Colorado. Michael Watson came down here to play in the Marine Band, I think, and then just stayed.
Where's Michael from?
From Ohio, pretty sure.
He seems excited by everything. I saw Michael last night on the Magnetic Ear gig, and it was like, you know.
Yeah.
He was dancing, and he's like, I'm done watching this. And
yeah.
It's this interesting character.
Yeah.
What else? So you're doing that?
So doing that.
How do you find it getting bookings or dealing with the club scene with that band? How is it?
It's been kind of slow getting off the ground, but. And now I'm leaving for the summer, so I have felt there has been, like, slight momentum. It's been hard to get, like, well, we have one gig at Mimi's, and that's pretty much all we've had on Wednesday nights. And, yeah, I don't know. I guess I can't really answer that question because I haven't tried really. I've tried at the Spotted Cat because there's a part of me that feels like I've played there for 5 years, and I wish they would just give me a gig.
And they do.
No. But they don't. I guess they just don't have room.
Uh huh. Yeah, they're pretty. It's pretty pretty dry. Yeah. So what else is going on then? So
that's the and then the new thing is the Rory Danger and the Danger Dangers.
Okay, how did this come about?
This came about actually from Chaz Fest. This was one of those like deadlines and vomiting something creative, having a deadline from Chaz Fest. Alex calling me and saying, like, Aurora, we want you to do something like. Courtney and I really, I think actually it was, part of it was Courtney and Alex saying, like, looking at the list and then saying, like, oh, we don't have any female front women. We haven't booked anything that has, like, a female front woman. Mm-hmm. There's Helen is doing other instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got Sarah Quintana.
Mm-hmm.
So they called me and they were like, can you do something for Chaz Fest? We'd love to have you do something. And I said, yeah, you know, I have this jazz band. You want to book that?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we have the Palmetto Bugs. And I was like, okay, yeah, I don't want to play anywhere. They're so great. And I was like, I don't want to, yeah, they're great. That fills that slot. And then I was like, you can hire Panorama maybe, or why are we building such a big ship? Those are two projects I'm involved in. And Alex was sort of like, oh, we had Big Ship last year and Panorama another year or something. Do you have, what else? You know, he's just kept being like, what else you got? No, not that. What else you got? And he was like, we're not going to have a brass band this year. Can you do something that replaces a brass band? And I was like, I have this theoretical rockabilly band that doesn't exist that we could do. And he was like, great, you're booked. So that just sort of came out of, and I do like that music. I mean, still, I don't claim to know anything about it, really.
Do you feel like it's a pressure thing, like some other kind of music that you have to go and research?
No, that's what's strange about it, is I feel okay not knowing a whole lot about it.
Okay, good. I was just checking. I'm like, you're like, I don't know a lot about it.
I mean, what's funny is I put together this band of people, and then we all got together and we realized, like, none of us really know that much about rock. Dan Cooper has been playing with us.
What does he play?
He plays guitar, and he also plays lap steel. He kind of knows more about it. He's older, and unfortunately he's about to move to France, but he's been in town, I guess, for a while, and he kind of knows a little bit about that music. But it was more like me being like, I don't know, I just want to let's do some Pixie songs, and like, let's do some rockabilly songs, because I like it is partly like the image thing of like, get tough, you know, like, let's fuck some shit up a little bit. But it's still kind of danceable, and
you feel like it's getting tough. It's definitely got a different feeling than playing jazz.
Yeah.
Can you describe that energy difference?
I don't know. I mean, it's just like it's really, you know, it's like three chords, and it's all about that. Like, it's rock and, you know, it's rock and roll. Uh-huh. It's all like the beginnings of rock and roll. It's all about that backbeat, and it's all about just like feeling it and screaming. So, which is really nice.
Okay, so this is a rhythmic difference.
Yeah.
And who's in that band?
Myself, Andre Bowrin on drums, Casey Coleman on guitar. It's kind of large, but the core group is Andre, Casey Coleman, Scott Potts on bass, and myself. And then we've had Spencer Bowrin come and play with us, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Spencer Bowrin,
that's real.
An old guy. Same age as like Wendell Bruni.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So
yeah, and he's been really excited. You know, he's also Andre's dad, so it's like we get a bonus point. But he's been really excited about it. It's like nice to have him there, and him being like, "Oh, it's nice to play with a bunch of young upstarts."
Right.
We want to like go play a wild show, you know. And then Brian Coogan, we can get him. Who else? Dan Cooper. I think that's it. Oh, and then we have the great Mark Parody as a hype man.
Who's Mark Parody?
Mark Parody is the lead singer for Johnny Sketch and the Dirty Notes.
Okay, and what's the hype man?
Hype man. Mark's actually a great singer and a really good guitar player. Yeah. And I wanted to have him involved, but then I realized we already had three guitar players.
Uh-huh.
And Mark was actually, I don't know if you have ever felt like this, but being a guitar player, he was like, I would love it to not play guitar. Uh-huh. Like, I'd love to be on stage for a while and not play guitar and be able to like sing a song without an instrument in my hand, you know?
Yeah, no, I only do the one thing. I'm not a good enough musician to do anything else.
I don't know. I mean, because I had that same feeling too. I was like, that sounds cool.
I've been that way forever.
Be able to sing without having to justify that you're singing because you actually play an instrument well, you know?
Yeah. No, no multi-instrument. The only thing I think of is I got to write some music for some people that can play to play.
That can play.
So that's what I do.
It's worth a try.
I hide behind paper. But
Mark is just, Mark like sings one or two songs a set, but mostly he just kind of stands there. As he puts it, he stands there and he puts out the vibe. That's what he says. And then after every song, he'll go like, Roy Danger! Roy Danger, ladies and gentlemen! Roy Danger!
Okay.
Maybe we'll say, you know, a couple things.
So he's cultivating a vibe.
Yeah, he's cultivating a vibe.
Very interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think he's imitating something from back then, or he's got a specific idea?
I mean, I think the angle, the whole angle for that band is like, we want it to be a show, you know? Uh-huh. I mean, and we've only had two shows, so it's like hard to say.
Uh-huh. But you're going for, are you going for more shows?
Yeah, I think in the fall, we've all talked about it, like in the fall, but we want to be really intentional. Like, it's not a band that wants to just play gigs. Like, we want to have it be a show.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're talking to Chaz Justice about coming in and doing some snake handling at our next show.
Cool. How did you meet the players in that band? That seems far, far away from me.
I went on tour with Johnny Sketch and the Dirty Notes.
Oh, really?
Back in, like, right after the storm? Not right after, when I first moved back. So 6 months after the storm.
Okay.
I went on tour with them for about like 5 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And it was awesome. They're great. They're really great guys.
Yeah, they seem to have fun out
there. Yeah. I mean, I did, you know, like, I kind of like quit the band in a very non-dramatic way after the tour, because I was like, oh, it's just not for me. Like, it's rock and roll, and you gotta sacrifice your whole life for that project, and it's not my project. And and I have to wear earplugs when I play, which is not fun to play an acoustic instrument wearing earplugs. But they're really great guys, you know.
So it's quieter out in the Rory Danger.
It's a little, maybe a little quieter.
Are you Rory Danger?
That's
How did you come up with Rory Danger?
Well, I mean, that's my nickname from when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Is Rory, but the danger part is just trying to make it sound tough. But Rory was like, my whole family calls me that.
Okay, that's really funny. Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, good friends of mine call me that.
And so there's an angle in which it's, some of that's rockabilly, although I know you're playing other songs. How'd you come up with the idea to do rockabilly?
I just like the, I just like that it's like, I mean, there's a part of me that's like, well, has always been attracted to like the greaser, tough guy image. I was a tomboy when I was a kid, and I always wanted to be like, tough.
Do you think this is what causes problems in the sexually restrictive deal with the trad?
Yeah, for me, it's like, there's part of me that's like, I'm not extremely like, I don't want to show my boobs a lot. I don't want, you know, like, it's like, there's that part of me that's like, wait, I don't want to be accepted because sex sells or whatever, you know, like, for sure. And then Danger, I actually did think about dressing like a man, like, a lot, and I'm trying to maybe kind of just trying to make it ambivalent. Really ambivalent.
I like the, there's a lot of things about the Rory Danger thing that I, the Rory Danger thing that I like, which is I was thinking that, you know, Scott Potts' beard is now so demonstrative, and then you have what's his name from
Mark.
Mark, and,
yeah, his beard.
And I was thinking, well, you know, if you all just strapped on a Scott's beard, Scott Potts beard, and I'm like, wow, this is really a weird looking group.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. The thing I like about it is like, for that, it's amazing what it is like. Kind of getting into, like, my whole thing was like, I just want to be someone totally different. I won't even acknowledge that I know Aurora Neeland. Like, I don't want the two people don't need to be associated at all. Like, I don't care that anyone, if anyone does know that's me or doesn't know that me, I don't really care. Like, I'm not going to advertise, like, Aurora Neeland is Rory Danger, you know, at all. So it's, like, kind of a very freeing thing of, like, I just want to, like, it was really nice just to play a character and totally try to be in that character.